father and mother. It says, "Is man she'adam mechaber is obvious imo yoyim Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ma'ilani aleihem ki ilu darti b'neihem mechibduni." When somebody's mechaber is father and mother, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is machshev as if he was mechaber Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Shulchan Aruch also says this type of lashon of same exact lashon. Tzarich lizar ma'id b'kibud av mireyu. Besides one other places, there's no other place Shulchan Aruch that uses this lashon of tzarich lizar ma'id. So we see Chazal gave a special chashivos and prominence to the mitzvah of kibud av aim. So what is this chashivos? What's so special about this mitzvah of kibud av that Chazal said such chashivos and things about it? So the Sefer HaChinuch explains that all the ma'isim that we do, I mean, being the kind of mitzvah kibud av, all the things that we do to take for our parents is all to the side of the mitzvah is that we should be makir toif to them. This because our parents are out alive, they brought us to this world, they took care of us from infancy to adulthood, and therefore we're mischayev to go be makir toif for what they did to us. But he says that really the side of the mitzvah is that to be makir toif Kadosh Baruch Hu. I did this that we're margul ourselves in being makir toif to our parents for all that they have done to us. Then we come to think that, you know, the real provider of everything, the one who really gave us everything we have and who really brought us into this world was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mela brings us to true HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for this reason that Kibud Av is one of the first five Asar Sadibris, which really are all talking about mitzvahs that have been Adam Lamakim. Kibud Av, it seemingly looks like it's a mitzvah Benam Lachaveri, not Benam Lamakim. But for this, we can understand why it's really a mitzvah they have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Shlomovitz explains that the true Kibud Av is not just that we do things on behalf of our parents and we feed them and take care of their physical needs. The true Kibud Av is the way we perceive them in our mind, the way we think about them deep in our heart. He says a person has to push b'machsheh to their parents, mamash like a gadol, has to look up to them, that they're mamash a tzaddik. Shaila is, if the parent is not mamash a gadol adar, how do they get to that madrigo? So he says everybody has to look into a certain nekuda or a certain milah or mitzvah that their parent is outstanding in, or excels in, and with that in mind, he could come to see their father or mother as mamash a gadol. And Mimela will come to the true covenant and accord them with the proper honor that they deserve. Now, this is not just the Musav from Chaim Shlomovitz. It's also brought down Halach and Nechai Adam. Halach Lamaisi. He says, Kibud Hu B'Maisav U'Machshava, also in the Machshava, U'V'Dibur, V'Yidam Be'enov, and a person has to think about and imagine Shem Gudalim, V'Zeh Iker Kibudam. And that's the Iker covenant, the way you think about them and perceive them in your mind. The Gemara in Yevamos in that Vav talks about a case where Rashi's mask with the Gemara is one of. A father tells a son who's a Kayin, go be metame, be over on this, or be metame the mason. Or in a case when a father tells a son, do an Aveda, and he tells him that there's an Aveda that the son picked up, and he has a Chiv to be Machsed Aveda. And the father tells him, don't be Machsed Aveda. And the Gemara says that the son should not listen to the father because we have Xerxes Costa telling us that the issue of we dash from here that even when the father tells the kid to be over a mitzvah, he shouldn't listen to them because the Torah says that over here it doesn't apply the mitzvah kibud av. The way Rashi's mashma is mashma, this Gemara is talking about a case when the father doesn't have any physical hana from the son not returning the Aveda. He has no hana gufis. And he's just telling his son he doesn't want him to return it. He doesn't know what he's done to him. He's not getting hana from the son not returning the Aveda. He just doesn't want him to. But still, there'll be a half a minute to say that the son has to listen to the father not to return the Aveda. K'mashmang zer sakasa, that he should not listen to his father be over the Aveda, not be mekayim kibud av, and be mekayim mitzvah shava. So the Ritva asked on Rashi, he's matmiya. What would be the salka daitach that the son should listen to his father in such an instance? There's no mitzvah kibbut av in such a case. All the Gemara says in Kedushin that the son has to be mechaber his father by Michael, by Mashke. He has to help him, give him to drink, to eat. Malbishoy, Maniloy, Machlis, and Maitzi has to help him get dressed. And all these dvarim that are anyani hano, that are literal kagof, that are physical anais. But where it doesn't come into the mitzvah at all that a son has to listen to his father. The father tells the kid to do something. Just because he said to do it doesn't mean he has to listen always. If it's not pertaining to his physical, I know why should. Where does it come to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av that he should have to listen to him? So the Machne Kiddushin explains. He says as far that even in such a case, it'll be nichla on the chi of a moira. He says that one of the dinim of moira are that the son cannot contradict his father's words. He can't be soyser as devarv. So if a father tells his child to do something, he doesn't listen, that's going to be nichlal in stiras devarv. The shaila is, why is this considered stiras devarv? Where is he contradicting his father? His father tells him, do this. He's not responding. He's just not doing it. So where do you have a contradiction? Where is there stiras devarv over here to say it's contradicting his father, to say it's a part of Myra? So akarach sarach lema that over here you have to say that it's going to be considered a stiras devarv because when the father says the son should do this, and the son is not listening. So, in essence, by him not complying to what his father said to do, that he should do this, he's implying that this shouldn't be done. The father is saying, do this, and the son's not listening. So he is implying that this shouldn't be done. He's saying, this should be done, and he's by not doing it, he's implying this should not be done. So the Machlokes be mechadesh that even just by implying, by the lack of action, would constitute a din of stiras devarv. That's the Machnas Chiddush. So, the Fida Machna, you can understand this Pshat in Rashi. When a father tells his son not to return the Aveda, so he's telling you should do this, return the Aveda, and the son's not listening, he's not returning the Aveda. And that's implying that it shouldn't be done, there shouldn't be Ashava. So that's Pshat, why it will be Nichlal in Moira, it will be Stiras Devar, so Kamash Lenin exerts a kasuv that the son does not have to listen to him in such an instance. So, we have to also be masbir that this din of stiras devarv, the Machna is saying, would only be applicable in a case when the father does an explicit tzavah to his son and says, you should do this. But if he doesn't tell him straight out, lehed, to do something, the son's not going to have to listen. It's not going to be a chalal, this din of stiras devarv. Let's say the father the son knows that his father always likes when we wear sweaters outside when it's cold. And the father didn't tell him, but he knows that's his ratzin. He would not have to go ahead and listen and do this rotzen of his father because he never told him straight out. You could only say as far that it's a stiras devarv only if there was an amira. But if there was no amira to do this, then there's nothing to be seiser. So it would have to be specifically in a case when he had an outright tzava do this, and then mela you could be backshiv as a stiras devarv if he doesn't comply with what his father tells him. Even if he knows to be a stiras devarv, they have to have an amira. No. Oh, so we're gonna do that right now, right? Yeah. So the shaila is like this. Let's say the father tells his son go. Let's say doesn't want to smoke. The kid wants to smoke. Let's say just smoke one time. There's no medical issues to smoke one cigarette in your whole life. And the son knows that his father tells him don't even smoke one cigarette. Yeah. So. And the father's never going to know if he does that just one time. And the son has a type, just do it once. So what would be the halach in such a case if he wouldn't do it in front of his father, and if his father would never know about it, would that be part of the dinasteris tvarv? He says, don't ever smoke one cigarette, and he's never going to find out if he does it. It's shlei b'fonav. What would be the halach in such a case? So, the chayyah, this is going to be totally in a machleks of shach and taz, if it's shaykh din of stiras devarv shalei b'fanav. The shaykh holds that shalei b'fanav, even shalei b'fanav, there's going to be stiras devarv. The father says that it's raining outside, and the kid goes outside to his friend and tells him that your father said it's raining outside, it's not raining outside. So, for the shaykh, he says that's also considered stiras devarv. Stiras devarv shalei b'fanav is also aster. The Taz, on the other hand, argues on the shaykh and says that no, the din of stiras devarv is only shaykh b'fanav. Shlei b'fanav, he doesn't do it in front of his father, that's not going to be nichlan din stiras devarv. Kivegin Shachana in Shal Shuvah Samaches, he's Machadish. He says a chiddush that all the nyanim of Kibbur Av are the yisoid of all of them is to give a nachas ruach and to give pleasure to one's parents. It's not just the specific things that we list in the Shulchan Aruch that we should do for them, but rather the whole idea, whole concept, the underlying yisoid of all the dinim Kibbur Av is to give them a nachas ruach and pleasure. And therefore, he says that even if a father tells his kid to do something, that's also going to be nichlal in the din of kibbutz, because the kid listened to his father. That's giving him pleasure. And midrash kisa that if he doesn't listen to him, he's going to give tzar to his father. Therefore, it's going to be nichlal in kibbutz avim even just to listen to a father's tzava. He says the guf inin hashmas kol aviv imoy who k'moy nachas ruach. It gives the father nachas ruach by listening to him. Zo nachas ruach lem. It's a nachas ruach to his father. Shekayim mitzaynim that he listened to him over hepech. And to the contrary, if he doesn't listen to him, it's Salem, he gives him Tsar. So, if the Friedrich Kveger comes out Nacha Chumra in the din of Kibur over the Chiddush Ramak, because if we're coming from a Sfara that it's a son has to provide his parents the Nachas Ruach, so even if the father didn't outright tell him to do or not to do something, but if the son knows that it's going to cause his father Tsar and not going to give Nachas Ruach, if he doesn't do his Ratzain, so definitely he will have to go ahead and do whatever his father's rotten is. If you tell him straight out, you can have a serious tavar. But according to Rikvegas Kiddush, that Kibbut Av is providing an achas ruach to one's parents. So if the child knows that his father wants him to act a certain way, do something, so it definitely will be included in the din of Kibbut just to list him, even if you would never express it straight out to him, or never be mitzav him openly that he has to do a certain specific task. Rukeg is misupik. He has another svar. He declares he's misupik if maybe a child would have to listen to his father at mitzad the din of moira. He says not because it's stiris dvarv. He holds it's not stiris dvarv, just in the fact that you're implying something, right? By not the father says do something and not listening. He said just implying it's not because it's serious dvarv. But it might be nichlal in the Claudius general din of Moira, that a certain son has to fear his father. If he doesn't do what his father tells him to do, so by him disregarding what his father says, that is being over on the din of Moira. And I also saw the Gor Aryeh says this for Lemaisa, but he says even Lemaisa that will say this svara of that'll be nichlal mayra for a child to listen to what his father tells him. So halach lemaisa come out feel the shittas that fida hamakne dafka when there's an explicit tzava, someone have to listen to his father. Otherwise, if there was no explicit tzava, then it wouldn't be a steres dvarv just by the fact that he knows that his father has a certain ratzon for him to do something. Even if his father would know about it, but if his father never told him straight out, he wouldn't have a din of steres dvarv. He wouldn't have a chiyuv to listen to him. If his father would tell him explicitly to do something, and the child would not comply shlei b'fanav, so then it would be tali. It would depend on if you hold like the shach or the taz. If you hold like the shach, so even shlei b'fanav, the kid would have to listen to what his father told him. If you hold like the taz, then shlei b'fanav, if you wanted to have a chiyuv kibbutz. That he was saying that it's not nechlan steris dvar, but there's a klolius din of moira that's machayev, the general mitzvah of moira is machayev a child to listen to his father. So he says that even shalei b'fanav, a child will have to listen to his father. It's the one telling the machaykes of shachantaz. Even shalei b'fanav, you will have to listen to him, and not only that, even lachar misa. The mitzvah Moira is applicable even lachar misa, and if his father tells him straight out do something, then he would be mechayev to listen to even lachar misa shlei b'fanav as well. But a kula would be on in this far also that if your father wouldn't tell him lahedya to do something, then it wouldn't be in the chamar either, because you don't see a disregard of his fear of his father by just not doing what is not his rutzin necessarily. According to Rabbi Kiva's chiddush, that it'll be nichal nachas ruach for a child to listen to his father, because if he doesn't do what his father's ratzin is, it would cause his father displeasure and take away from his nachas ruach. So even if his father wouldn't tell him explicitly to do something, he would still have to go ahead and do what his father's ratzin is, because if he doesn't do what his father's ratzin is, he's causing displeasure, and he's been going over on the din of kibud. But a kula comes out of this, if you're going with the svar of kibud, that the chiv is nachas ruach, because if the father is not going to know about it, or lachar misa, you wouldn't have to go ahead and shtal tzu, you wouldn't have to do what his father's ratzin is, because if he doesn't know about it, it's not going to cause him displeasure, he's not going to cure. But there's a chumra here, because even his father didn't tell him explicitly, he would still have to go ahead and be mekayim his ratzin, because it's going to get his father upset, and he's not going to make him happy. But if you come and ask the amaknas svara of stiris dvarav, even if the father would know about it, and he wouldn't like it, but still, if he wouldn't tell him explicitly, then he would not have to go ahead and fulfill what his father would really want. And even if his father's ratzin would be like that, but if he didn't tell him straight out, then he would not have to go ahead and listen to him.
Cool. That's good.